every day, but if you have it three times a day, you'll burn out your kidney. You know what I mean? It's a little bit like that. If you want to have sex. But if you do it all day and all night and you forget your job and you forget your relationships or your, you know, social life or whatever it is, you're going to become in trouble. So it's not about domination control, but it's about balanced regulation. And that's much harder. And Ra talks about that in another place as being valuable today, or the nature of the teaching required for body today versus the teaching that was given and needed 5,000 years ago, because at that time consciousness was more primitive. So that's also interesting, is that these teachings do shift as the quality of mind and body shifts through a cycle, through the 3D cycle with humanity on Earth. Also very deep and very subtle. So the spirit work is integration with mind-body and synthesis. One of the functions of activation of sixth chakra, ray six, is coordination of that sixth chakra with the other five, or the lower five. And so, you know, one of the hypothalamus is the master gland, right? Joel, you would know that better than me as a doctor. With glandular control and regulation of the whole system. And so the glandular system is the manifestation of the chakras in, you know, biochemical manifestation, biochemical outpicturing. And so the chariot in the tarot, I think it's number six, is also called a charioteer, as in oversoul, higher self, Atman, as in six chakra coordination or synthesis of the lower five. So these things all work together. And so as that, after body-mind is healed, spirit is integrated, six chakra synthesizes, coordinates with the others into the unified body-mind-spirit, mind-body-spirit system, and then which can move along the dimensions. That doesn't mean necessarily jumping, you know, going out of body. Now I'm in fourth, now I'm in fifth, now I'm in sixth. How about this place? How about that place? It's not about place. It's about moving along the dimensions as moving consciousness up and down the seven centers. Meaning freely we can be in love. Freely we can be in wisdom. Freely we can be in oneness. Freely we can be in joy. Seven. There, and thereby open gateway to intelligent infinity. The gateway is six. Intelligent infinity is seven. That's the head centers. Those two centers, the head, represent the spirit sphere, the sphere of spirit, as opposed to body-mind related to the first five. Healing self by light, sharing that light with others. So to be a healer, you first heal self by light. And share that light with others is the active portion of the working. Any questions? That's a big bunch of information in a small paragraph. Half a page, though. Anybody have a question or comment on that? Still digesting. Yeah. It'll take us a few weeks to digest all this. Okay, then I'll go further. So Don asks further, again, please explain the process of healing, of training the healer. Ra says, there are many ways to train a healer, and we'll give a general introduction here. Ra says, there are many ways to train a healer. We'll give a general introduction here. Firstly, the mind must be known to itself. This is perhaps the most demanding part of the healing work. If the mind knows itself, then the most important aspect of healing has occurred. This is because consciousness is the microcosm of the... The second part of healing involves disciplines of the body. In the energy streamings coming to Earth at this time, these understandings, the balance between love and wisdom in the use of the body and its natural functions, as I said. The third area of healing is the spiritual, and in this, the first two disciplines of mind and body training are connected through the attainment of conscious contact with intelligent infinity. Conscious contact with intelligent infinity. no little matter. So the mind is, knowing the mind is the first part of healing. So, you know, healing really means know yourself. And so knowing yourself can't be done without accepting the self. And so knowing and accepting is development of fifth and sixth chakra, fifth and fourth chakra. Knowing is five, accepting is four, although they work together. So mind knowing to itself is most difficult because, you know, the eye is seeing the eye. Within the box of mind, the mind is seeing itself from within itself. This is the value of meditation, one value, which is developing silence of mind or detachment from thinking, feeling, some disidentification with the arising thinking and feeling, which we all do. We all identify. You know, I am angry, I am sad. I am happy, I am boy, girl, I am whatever. That's not I. That's arising thought and feeling in mind. And identifying with it and becoming attached to it prevents us from knowing it fully or healing or going to deeper levels of freedom. So the mind knowing itself is the most important aspect of healing. Interesting. Consciousness is a microcosm of the law of one, meaning consciousness is a function of mind. It isn't mind itself. Mind contains consciousness. You know, in Buddhism, there are considered the five heaps, H-E-A-P-S, the five heaps, or maybe it's the six heaps. The first is form or body. The second is feeling or sensation. The third is perception. The fourth is mental formations or thoughts and ideas. And the fifth is consciousness. Those are the five heaps. These five heaps, H-E-A-P, are like piles of stuff. The Buddha, you know, you really can learn a lot about the mind by studying the old Buddhist writings. They really are very deep. And even the terminology, the etymology or the definition of the original Pali, P-A-L-I, Pali language terms is very revealing. So the Buddha considered the functions, the elements of mind to be heaps, like stuff, like husks of corn. They're just stuff that builds up. And consciousness was the highest of those. So consciousness is aware, is sentience or awareness of something, but not pure awareness. When pure natural awareness attaches to an object like body sensation or feeling or perception or thoughts, then it's consciousness of something. Consciousness of eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness. But more than that, really, consciousness of mind. Consciousness is consciousness of all or anything. And that is a microcosm of the oneness of all things, or the unity of all being one, one life, being experienced by consciousness. Second part of healing is involves disciplines of body. And again, that's the comment about this teaching today for us. The energy streaming is coming to Earth at this time require the understanding, require body training to be understanding and discipline regarding balancing love wisdom, balanced love wisdom in using the body in natural functions. I think that's not so hard to understand. The natural functions being eating, sleeping, sexuality, pleasure, security, you know, like that, healing or health, you know, well-being, maintenance, this kinds of thing, in balanced love wisdom. And that really means you know, take care of it, and but don't go into austerity or indulgence is the middle path, like Buddhism. Third area of healing is spiritual, and that connects the first two disciplines of mind and body, and the connection is by attainment of conscious contact with intelligent infinity. So that's consciously knowing your infinite nature, infinite being, and thereby having free use of intelligent energy. You know, the adept is no mean feat. The achievement of adepthood, adeptness, is no mean feat. It's quite a piece of work. I've seen some and met some, and they're really serious guys. You know, it's I talked to a friend about this, and it's like the 24/7 athlete lifestyle. They are disciplined 24/7. They are meticulous. They are highly careful about what they do, what they eat, what they say, and they might eat anything. They might smoke and drink even. But their consciousness is meticulous, and their awareness and mindfulness is spot on moment by moment. And so it's a piece of work. Anyway, further, Don asks, tell us more about training of body and spirit. That's interesting. You know, mind is a piece of work, and we'll get into that next. What about body, spirit? Body. Imagine, Ross says, imagine the body, beginning with the more dense, meaning biological aspects. Continue on, and then consider the energy pathways which revolve and cause the physical body to be energized. You should know that all natural functions of the body have all aspects from dense to fine, and all these can be transmuted to the sacramental. This is a brief introduction to the healing of body. To speak about the healing of spirit, imagine the function of a magnet. A magnet has two poles. One reaches up, the other goes down. The function of the spirit is to integrate the upreaching yearning of mind-body energy with the downpouring and in-streaming of infinite intelligence. Lovely. Okay, so let's go to body. Body, all natural functions of body and the body itself has all aspects from dense to fine. So the dense is the biological. You know, in Buddhism, they were very anti-body attachment in the early days especially. And so they used to say, you know, a sack of pus and shit. And one of the exercises, a very hardcore exercise, in fact, it was done in the Thai temple where I did, which is to name the body parts, like hair of the head, skin, nails, teeth, you know, naka, taka, tako, denta. You know, these are some Pali terms for hair, bones, teeth, skin. And you get a real kind of sense of the body as a piece of meat or something. And one temple in Thailand, Ajahn Chah, C-H-A, you know, beautiful teachings. I think that it had like a preserved fetus in a glass in the meditation hall. Or outside the meditation hall. Just so people could develop detachment from body. It's a good question. Is it a form of self-loathing? It's considered an excess of that practice when it gets to self-loathing. But the practice is to realize that that body isn't yourself. It's not loathing a self, it's actually putting into perspective an assumed self, a cherished element that's considered a self. So it's an interesting... Now, I knew a guy who did this practice, who believes he did this practice in past lives, and he had a real problem with sexuality in this life. He was a good student of Buddhism in college with me, and he definitely had some issues. night, everybody, and see you next week.